from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name. The Reverend James Porter is our preacher today, and he's letting the Bible speak from Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But before we hear that message, let's listen to these words in song, the piece entitled The Wonder of It All.
Our Bible reading today is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. And there we read, Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The word come is one that we find many times in the Bible, and the subject that we find it most commonly associated with is that of the Gospel and man's need of salvation. First mention of the word come in this respect is in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And there it relates to Noah being saved from the flood. Then the Lord said, Come thou, and all thy house, into the ark. Then the last mention of the word come is in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. There we have the words, Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. This water of life speaks of salvation and eternal life itself. And in the verse that I have just read to you from Matthew 11, verse 28, we also have this word, come. In fact, it is the first word of the verse. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is doing the speaking. And with this word, come, he is issuing an invitation whereby sinners are exhorted to come to him for salvation. Now in this invitation, there are three things that I want you to notice. First of all, the author of this invitation. The author is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is he who says, "Come unto me." He who is God's Son, he who is God incarnate, being the Son of God, he who was sinless. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Pontius Pilate at his trial had to say, "I find no fault in him at all." Then after John the Baptist baptized him in the river Jordan, God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Christ was sinless, spotless, and flawless. He was purity in its perfection. How different Christ is from all the rest of mankind. Every one of us are sinners by nature and practice. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But this was not so with our blessed Lord. But as well as being sinless, our Lord was also the divinely appointed sacrifice for sin. Since the fall of Adam, the only ground by which man can know acceptance with God is through the sacrifice. It is by the shed blood of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot. This is why Christ, the Lamb of God, died upon the cross. John the Baptist could say, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Dear sinner, it is only through faith in this great sacrifice of Christ that you can be delivered from your sin and can be made right with God, escaping the judgment of hell. Hebrews 9 verse 14 says, "This man offered one sacrifice for sins forever." Matthew 11 verse 27, we are told, "Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son." And the only way that you can ever know God and experience the power of his wondrous salvation in your life is through his Son. It is only through that finished, once-for-all sacrifice of his upon the cross that you can be saved. And it is he who says to you today, through his word, "Come unto me." But secondly, let us consider the scope of this invitation. Notice in this verse the words, "All ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That word "all" means whosoever, whoever they are. In John chapter 6, verse 37, Christ says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." The scope of this invitation is to all. All are invited to come to the Lord for the salvation of their soul. The word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whoever you are invited to come to Christ and be saved. In this verse, the Lord speaks of those who labour and are heavy laden. That word "labour" is the thought of weariness. It describes someone who is tired through work and toil. You know how it is when you come home from your day's work, you're tired. In this verse, the Lord himself uses this word to depict someone who is trying to be saved, yes, trying to reach heaven by their own good works. And there's many like that today. Perhaps this is so with you who are listening. By the works of your church going, your prayers, your fasting, your baptism, your confirmation, your charity, and so forth, you think that these can give you merit with God and bring you to heaven. If that is the case, then please realize that such things cannot save your soul. The Bible says salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. The hymn writer could say, "Not the labours of my hands can fulfil thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone, thou must save, and thou alone." And we have in this verse the word "heavy laden." This speaks of someone carrying a great burden, and it conveys to us someone who is burdened down with their sin. Sin rules their life completely. They are in bondage to it. They are sinking down in the mire of it toward a lost eternity. Think of the dying thief, the woman of Samaria, the prodigal son. They were heavy laden with their sin, yet they came unto Christ and were saved. In relation to the thief on the cross beside our Lord, the Bible says, "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me." My friend, you may be far down in society, under the burden and guilt of your sin. To date, you have not been able to get rid of that terrible burden. No one or nothing has been able to help you. Well, praise God, the Bible tells us of one who can. And that is the Son of God, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. He it is who invites you to come to himself for deliverance. from the penalty and the power of your sin, when he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." But finally, let us consider the promise of this invitation. At the end of Matthew 11, verse 28, the Lord says, "I will give you rest." This is his promise to all who come to him for salvation. And this promise of rest is threefold. The person who comes to the Lord Jesus will have rest in their own heart and mind from the guilt of their sin. Isaiah 57, verse 20 tells us that the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. However, through faith in Christ, there is rest for the troubled heart. Is your heart weary with sin? In this world you have found no peace. Then I urge you to come to Christ. The psalmist was able to say, "Rest in the Lord." The prophet Isaiah could say, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Also, this verse reminds us of the peace that the sinner can have with God when they repent of their sin and trust in his finished work of our Saviour upon the cross. For such there is peace with God. Romans 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Through the sacrifice of our Lord, all your sins can be blotted out from the view of God, and no longer are you under his condemnation. This is why Horatius Bonner could say, "I found in him a resting place, and he hath made me glad." Then this rest speaks to us of heaven itself. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." There is an eternal rest for all of God's people in heaven, for all those who have embraced the Lord as their Saviour and Redeemer. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13 says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours." What a contrast from the eternal end of the wicked who reject Christ. The psalmist tells us that upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be their portion of their cup. What a difference. Dear listener, if you are to spend eternity in the bliss and in the joy of heaven, then you must come to the Lord. You must call upon him to save you, for there is no other way. Though he invites you to do so by saying in this verse today, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.